May the Lord grant us his peace and humility of heart. Amen. Mother Claire began, Lord, please forgive me. What is on your heart for us tonight? Meek and humble of heart, that is my wish for you and all the souls on this, my holy mountain. You have now heard and seen the terrible traps set for those servants of mine who love luxury and consider it their portion to have. Would that they be satisfied with the leper's portion. Oh, my people, how dangerous it is for you to consider that opulent lifestyle your payment for the graces I gave you to enable the spread of the gospel. This is how wickedness entered the early church when it threw in its lot with the rich and powerful. Now it crumbles before your very eyes. This is the portion of all who have set their hearts on acquisition and control. I never intended my church to be in palaces and cathedrals. I want my people to gather in small community groups to worship me and network with other small groups and faith events. Beloved, you have seen the leaven in your own heart. Once we together accomplish some good work, you are all too ready to stand up and receive a standing ovation when you should disappear, leaving only my image behind. It is the same with all who make an impact. They reason, finally, I have made an impact. Finally, I have proven my worth. Finally, I will be respected and honored. This is the way it is with all flesh. So much better would it be if you would discreetly step aside and direct your applause to me. Your flesh wants you to stand front and center and receive the glory. Oh, how empty this manner of thinking is. Now men begin to admire and worship you, drawing you deeper into the nets of vanity, where Satan bides his time, until you have lost your way in a maze of flattery and praise. Then the enemy tightens the web around you, until you always consider, what will they think, before you make a decision and you become their puppet. I am ready for and need a new breed of minister, one who prefers the last place at the table, one who drives a functional but not impressive vehicle, one who is more concerned about the state of the soul their audience is in, not how much they are impressed by witty sermons. In short, I need ministers who have a heart for the poor and leave all other considerations behind them, which is where they should be, left in the dust of this world. Claire, I want you to tell them how destructive this worldly attitude is and encourage them to embrace evangelical poverty and cease their endless groveling for status, totally behind. Oh, Lord, how hard that is to do. You can go along being aware of the sin and still slip up and fall because you wanted to be recognized as a rank above the common man. And how did I handle myself? What prestigious positions I held? Who my clients were? The whole elite rap sheet? Did I illustrate by my life? My illustrious past and future ambitions? My people, you have it all twisted up and inside out. I came to heal, save, and rescue mankind from their sins, not set a new religious standard in a Vatican owning properties and priceless antiquities all over the world, orchestrating wars and plundering the poor, and even controlling where they can be buried if they were current on their tithes and offerings. This is why the abomination of what was once my church is crumbling in ruins, and evangelicals and so-called non-denominational churches around the world are being exposed for their greed and wicked worldly ways, feeding off the little ones who plow the ground, plant the seed, harvest the fruit of their labors, and then give the proceeds to men who live like kings, but stink of hellfire and brimstone, their ultimate destination. Even as I have said it before, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, so you must be careful to do everything they tell you, but do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for people to see. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi by others. The greatest among you will be your servant, for those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You shut the door of the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. You yourselves do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to. You travel over land and sea to win a single convert, and when you have succeeded, you make them twice as much a child of hell as you are. That's in Matthew chapter 23.